Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. And my first guest this week is the star of The Tonight Show. Jimmy Fallon's going to be joining us. Meathead himself is going to be here. It's been a lot of years since he had that title. Rob Reiner will be on the show. Singer-songwriter Rita Coolidge and country superstar Rhonda Vincent. Also, actor and author Kevin Sorbo, the president of the Branson Chamber of Commerce, a place we're going to be at this fall. Lynn Berry, and with a new show on National Geographic, Chris Tompkins talking about wildlife. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. After a quick pause, we're going to talk to Jimmy Fallon.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today. We got a big show in store for you this week. We hope that you stick around for it. And our first guest this first hour has been a friend of mine for a lot of years, and I love when he's on the show. I mean, he's a terrific guest, and he has really taken over the reins and carried it into a new generation with The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. But before we bring Jimmy on, I got to do some business here. Hope you excuse me here. Just hold on a moment. Thank you, NBC, for letting Jimmy come out and play on our show today. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Fallon joins us. Hi, Jimmy.
Ron, I love that you're doing the thank you notes. This is good. It's your new thing.
It's my new thing. I think
you have to do it. Yeah.
Don't tell anybody. Next thing I'm going to do is headlines.
I won't tell Jay.
No, don't tell anybody. Hey, it's good to have you back here, Jimmy.
Thank you for having me back on. I love doing your show.
Well, I love having you on this show. And Jimmy once told me, he said, when you come to New York, be on the show. Well, that was before De Niro, Mick Jagger, Paul McCartney, Neil Young. I said, yeah, oh, could bring Ron up here. What's he going to do? I think I'm doing a little soft shoe like the Seven Flags guy.
Ron, we'll always welcome you on the show, I'm telling you. Yeah. We're going to have to do this one day.
When you tell your producers that, they're going to say, are you out of your mind?
and then I'll say, have you seen last night? Show?
Did you see?
Of course, I am out of my mind.
You know, I heard my wife telling you that my pal Ed McMahon always said that when you walked out on stage, it reminded him of a young Johnny Carson. And I'm going to go a step further. Steve Allen was a buddy of mine, and the part that I liked about Steve Allen, and I'm finding out that this is what really is the key, I think, to all the stuff that you do so successfully. Steve was not only a good host, he was also a good audience. When I watch you, I break up watching you enjoy the guest.
I appreciate that. I love Steve Allen, but I have a good time, and I do. I am a good audience because I'm an easy laugh.
And Steve was an easy laugh, too.
Yeah, I just love laughing. I love having a good time. So if you come on our show and you do something funny or tell a funny joke.
Well, that's what I like about it. I mean, you just die laughing. You know, a lot of guys, and Rickles is like this. You know, when you are behind stage with Rickles, he's very kind, very polite. He used to always be very nice to my mom and stuff like that. But when I interviewed Don Rickles and I said to him, I said, Don, a very clever name for your book because it's called Rickles. He said, he didn't get it. He said, yeah. You know, and I'm standing there holding the microphone thinking to myself, now what the heck do I do? But you would bust up with something like that.
Oh, yeah. Now, I would because I totally understand. Yeah, how'd you come up with the title?
Yeah,
Rickle. You must have thought a lot about that. I mean, we've done so much stuff now, Ron, since we talked in this last year. We had a book out called Thank You Notes.
I got it right in front of me.
And it was a collection of all of our thank you notes that we did every Friday. We do thank you notes on the show. You know, you look for something like that, like a headlines or top 10 list. You know, every talk show looks for something like that. So we do these things called thank you notes, where I write these sarcastic thank you notes. Well, I don't write them. My writers write them. I write them now and then, but I read them. And it's just very sarcastic things. So, like, for example, I would say, thank you, microbreweries, for making my alcoholism seem like a neat hobby. You know, and just like, and we'd have James from the Roots play piano behind us. So very, wow. Just like, very nice, like almost Hallmarky type of piano.
Right, right.
Thank you. Yes, I agree to the terms and conditions box that I have to click in order to install software. You know full well I didn't actually read the terms and conditions. For all I know, I just agreed to become the new face of herpes, but I'm still going to click you.
Thank you, Cotton Candy, for making my grandmother's hair look so delicious.
I can't. Thank you, slow-walking family walking in front of me on the sidewalk. No, please, take your time. And definitely spread out, too, so you create a barricade of idiots.
I remember when you did that on the air.
It's like those are the types of things. So they just kind of, it's one of those things that just kind of took off. We love the thank you notes because we were just going to do it as a one-off.
No,
and then we just started doing it every Friday, and it became a hit. And then we put it together as a book, and we released it, and became a New York Times bestseller.
Even after you read it once, you know, it's like you heard the joke, and you know the punchline. It's
yeah.
Still funny. Thank
yeah.
you, shampoo, or as I like to call you when you run out of soap.
Everyone does it. I think it's a good book if you want, even for family over and just pass the book around.
It's hilarious. It's called Thank You Notes by Jimmy Fallon with the writers of The Late Night. Now, you've got a show. Unbelievable.
I mean, do you believe this, Ron? I've been on, seems like yesterday we just started.
I know that. And
yeah.
3 Emmy nominations, Thank You Notes, Ben and Jerry's ice cream. You got your late night snack.
All right, so here's the deal. We have our own flavor ice cream. So wherever you are, guys, if wherever they have a Ben and Jerry's place, you can go and get it. It's called Late Night Snack. I kind of want you to try and just guess what's in it.
Well, let me guess, okay? Can I just guess?
Yes.
Would it be like a vanilla beach ice cream with salty caramel swirl and fudge-covered potato chip clusters?
Now, you're really good at guessing.
I just came right off the top of my head.
It's unbelievable how good you are at guessing.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's a fun thing because you can actually have a party and have people try to guess. Because no one would ever guess that there's potato chips in this ice cream.
I got to try that. I love it.
They take this, like, you know, the Hawaiian kettle chips?
Yeah, yeah.
They crush them up, then put them in the clusters. They cover them in fudge so that they don't get non-crispy. And then they put them in this vanilla bean ice cream with a salty caramel swirl.
Wow. But I think it's important to note that the profits go to the charity Fair Trade Universities.
Yeah. I don't make any money off this thing. This the vanilla bean and the fudge are fair trade, which is like, it's basically helping developing countries who can't, their farm system, their government doesn't work the way ours is. So, like, they can't compete with these giant conglomerate farms. They're just local farms that they just need a break. They get to use that money to build schools and hospitals and, you know, et cetera, and the whole economy based off of their crops.
That's a great, great charity. And now, this is what I really dig. The first time you came on the show, we were promoting the show. Now, under your belt, you hosted Saturday Night Live. Did an outstanding job. I mean, how cool was that? That's like going back to your class reunion. You're smarter than all the teachers.
This is a dream come true for me. That was my ultimate thing when I first started. My only thing I ever wanted to do was get on Saturday Night Live. And not only that, but they asked me to come back. It's just insane. Like, it's really like, I can't tell you how happy I am. When we got nominated for the Emmys, like, we just sit around here. We're a bunch of mushes over here, to be honest, on our show. I just said to everyone the night, don't worry about it. We know we have the best show. I'm so proud of the show. And if we don't get nominated, I just know that we are the best. We work so hard, and I'm just so proud of everything we do on the show. And then when we got nominated, everyone was, like, jumping up and down, hugging each other, crying. I walked in. I couldn't, from the elevator to my office, it took me, like, a half an hour. I was just hugging everybody, was running up and going, like, oh, my God, congratulations. Oh, it's, like, so insane.
So 3 Emmy nominations, Thank You Notes book, Ben and Jerry's ice cream. You look like Bob Hope when he used to go on The Tonight Show. Pretty soon.
And have all the things to talk about.
Now, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty soon, the Jimmy Fallon Network, Home Shopping Network, will be out. He's got a new beauty line. He's got a new automobile line, Fallon Mobile.
Exactly.
He's got everything.
My own resort.
His own resort. His pictures will be in all the menswear Kmart.
I think I'm slowing down after this. This is as big as it gets, I think.
Now, you and I have one thing very much in common that you did a couple of weeks ago, and that is both saying with Tony Orlando. Tony's been a longtime friend of mine.
What a great guy.
He's a terrific guy. And when he goes out and performs, he calls me up on stage to sing Crying by Roy Orbison.
Oh, my gosh. Can you hit those notes?
No.
You just cry.
I just cry.
Fantastic.
It's just one big sobbing session.
So does the audience after they hear you sing.
After they sing.
Fantastic. Everyone's crying.
Everybody's crying. It's an emotional thing, but we like doing it.
He came on. He was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so funny that, you know, Questlove is our drummer, you know, from the Roots.
Oh, yeah, sure. He's been on our show.
And he said to me, my Mean Joe Green story.
Yeah.
He's like, this is like where, you know, where Mean Joe Green throws him the jersey and goes, go get him, kid.
Right.
He's like, he met Tony Orlando when he was 4 years old, Questlove, and he said, he goes, what do you want to do, Amir? And Amir said, I'd like to be a drummer. He goes, well, you can do that. You should go out there. I want you to be the best drummer out there. You hear me? And he'll never forget that story. And to this day, he is one of the best drummers in the world,
yes,
Questlove.
Yes. That is Tony.
What a great guy.
Yeah, he's a terrific guy, as you are, too. I want you to know, Jimmy, I really appreciate your friendship. I really do.
You're a good man. I love talking to you all the time, and your wife as well.
Well, I want to congratulate you on the show.
It goes so fast, right?
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Well, now we're ready for you now. Now I'm finally ready for you.
After
500 shows.
Now, after 500 shows, you're going to get it right, and you're going to...
Don't tell anybody. Yeah.
Send up.
Well, Jimmy, you're the best, buddy. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks, Jimmy. Jimmy Fallon's been our guest. Check out Thank You Notes, now available. Thanks, Jimmy.
You're the best. Thanks, buddy.
The host of The Tonight Show, our friend Jimmy Fallon. And, Jimmy, let's have some Thank You Notes here to go out on.
Thank you, The Bachelorette, for being down to the last three men and getting us one step closer to finally knowing who will end up on Dancing with the Stars. Thank you, Gust of Wind, when the subway pulls into the station, for managing to be the most refreshing and nauseating experience at once.
That's funny stuff. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious fastest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Back with Ron Segi today. A while back, Rob Reiner released a movie about Lyndon Johnson, and it has been out for quite a while, but most recently it is on DVD and streaming, so we thought we'd invite him back because it's really a fascinating story about a very complicated man. With everything in the news about presidents, this is a very interesting video to watch, both entertaining and informative. Joining us right now is Rob Reiner. Hi, Rob. How you doing?
Hey, Ron. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm very glad that you are here. I mean, I know that there's so much to talk about in your illustrious career, one of being the one of the founders of Castle Rock Entertainment and being responsible for so many great movies, A Misery, Stand By Me, A Few Good Men. But coming up after a national rollout in theaters, LBJ on DVD. This is a great project. How did this come into play?
Well, that's a great question because, you know, during the Vietnam War, I was draft age. So for me, LBJ was my enemy. I didn't like him. And so I had very mixed feelings about taking on this project. But I thought about it and I thought, you know, I've spent a lot of time in politics. I've spent time working on public policy. I've actually had a job in California in the government. And I started thinking about LBJ. Jay and thinking that this guy had the most remarkable achievements domestically, legislatively, than any president except for possibly FDR. And had it not been for Vietnam, he would have gone down as one of the great presidents in American history. Now, you can't take Vietnam away, so essentially looking at a tale of two presidencies, and I started thinking, I said, well, who is this guy? He's got to be more than what I first imagined when I was young as a, you know, kind of a bull in the china shop, arm-twisting guy. There has to be more to this guy. And as I did research, I realized he's a very complex character and that there's a lot of sides to him that people don't know. He was very insecure. He had a recurring nightmare of being paralyzed at times. And I wanted to be able to paint the full picture of who this guy really is.
Well, like you, I grew up in the 60s also and had the same inner feelings of being of draft age. I find him extremely complex, as you mentioned. And there have been movies before with Randy Quaid and Bryan Cranston. But this really showed warts and all with this guy. He had a dark side. He had the scandals. He had the romances. He had the dealings with the FCC. But where does it start and where does it end, Rob?
Well, the interesting thing about what we decided to do here is we're looking at a very small sliver of his life. We do have flashbacks to when he was the majority leader, and we also see him deciding to run for president and being vice president. But basically, we focus on the very small two-week period from the time that Kennedy arrives at Love Field till the time Johnson delivers the very famous speech to the joint session of Congress on civil rights. And in that period, he has to assume the presidency with the assassination of JFK. So we wanted to take a look at Johnson during the most stressful time, during the most difficult period of his life, and what that brings out in his personality. So that's really what we focused in on. So it's literally looking at that two-week period, and we did it for that reason.
Now, you have a couple of sibling producers on this thing, Tim and Trevor White. By any chance, are they related right to Theodore White, who wrote a couple of editions of The Making of a President?
No. Okay. No, they're not related, but they were the guys who initially developed this project, and it was based on, I think, an article that very loosely based on an article that was written by, you know, Robert Carroll, who was like the preeminent biographer of LBJ. There was an article, I think, in The New Yorker about that 24-hour period where he had to assume the presidency.
You know, a lot of people, after this assassination, really felt uncomfortable with this guy because he wasn't articulate, he was rough, he was crude, but he emerges as, will you say, a sympathetic character, in fact, more relatable than the Kennedys. Explain that, Rob.
Here was what Johnson feared that the American public would not love him the way they loved the Kennedys. Kennedys, you know, they were charming, they were handsome, they had sex appeal, and he didn't, you know, he thought of himself as not a particularly good-looking guy, and he could never live up to the Kennedys. America would never accept him. But what he did know he had is the ability to get things done. He talked of himself as a workhorse, and he thought, if I can just marshal all of the experience that I have in understanding how government works, the intersection of policy and politics, I could get things done for the American people, and they will then love me because of that. Mm-hmm. So that's what drove him, is he wanted to be loved, and he knew the only way he could get that to happen was to get things done. And you see the achievements. They're off the charts. I mean, not only the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act, but Medicare and Medicaid and Head Start and the Great Society, the War on Poverty. I mean, he did so much. That's the way he was going to hope people were going to love him.
And I think your relation to his being like FDR is very good, because actually that was his mentor. Have you heard from his daughters, Rob?
My favorite thing about this whole experience, we showed this film at the LBJ Library.
Really?
And Lucy Baines was there. And after the film was over, I was so nervous about what she would think. I mean, we're showing her father up there and her father's relationship to her mother. And I asked her, I said, well, what did you think? And she stood up and she said, the man I saw on the screen tonight was the man I knew. And I thought, oh, well, that's it. I don't care. You know, that's my review. I don't need anybody else to tell me.
Why Woody Harrelson? I know that he's a great actor. Why did you choose him?
Well, that is the greatest question, because anytime I tell people I've made a movie about LBJ, they first thing is, well, who plays LBJ? And I say, Woody Harrelson. They say, no, he can't. What are you talking about? How can he be LBJ? And I say, well, you see what he's able to do. It's an extraordinary performance. And the reason I picked him is because we wanted to paint a three-dimensional picture of who LBJ was. And Woody, not only being from Texas and also having a sense of humor like LBJ had, but Woody brings a tremendous humanity to the character. And we wanted to show the insecurities, the sensitivities, the feelings that he had of not being loved and all of that. And Woody brings all of that to the character. So I tell people, just wait till you see what he's able to do. And I hope people recognize that. I think, to me, he's done some great performances over his career, but this, to me, is the best thing he's done.
Somebody told me that the prosthetics are so cleverly done that he can actually scratch himself if he has an itch.
Yes, we were very, very meticulous about giving him prosthetics that not just made him look like LBJ, but also gave him the flexibility and the pliability to move his face any way he wanted, to scratch any way he wanted.
Wow.
So it looks totally natural. I mean, you do see little of Woody. You see Woody coming through, but it paints this great picture of LBJ. You just look at his ears and you go, oh, my God, look at the LBJ ears.
I am very happy for you with this, Rob. Well, I hope this movie gets people to know LBJ better, and I urge everyone to see this.
Thank you so much, Ron.
Rob, I hope you do sensational with it. I really do, and please join us again. You're a great guest and a terrific talent.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Rob Reiner, and the movie is LBJ, which was released nationally in theaters across the country and now available on different platforms like DVD and Netflix, called LBJ, the brainchild of Rob Reiner.
I do not believe that I should devote an hour or day of my time to any personal partisan causes or to any duties other than the awesome duties of this office, the presidency of your country. Accordingly, I shall not seek and I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
USA News Update. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told NBC's Meet the Press that he doesn't believe presidents should have absolute immunity for actions taken while in office. This comes as the Supreme Court heard arguments related to former President Trump on Thursday. McConnell reiterated his stance, which he made after voting to acquit Trump following the 2021 Capitol riot, suggesting that the former president could be held accountable by the justice system. He emphasized that it would ultimately be up to the Supreme Court to decide. Approximately 1 in 5 samples of pasteurized retail milk are showing traces of bird flu. However, the FDA clarifies that this doesn't automatically indicate a risk of infection for customers. In a recent update, the FDA stated that further testing is required to confirm the presence of pathogens in the milk. Additionally, it reiterated its warning against consuming raw milk.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. Joining us right now is Rita Coolidge. Hi, Rita. How are you?
Hi, Ron. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
I'm good.
I'm glad that you are here. We have a lot to talk about. We have some mutual friends in the likes of Jimmy Buffett and Lee Greenwood. But we're going to talk about
you.
How is Bubba? You are the subject that we're going to talk about. Two-time Grammy Award winner. We're going to talk a lot about what you've done in your remarkable career. But first off, Delta Lady, was this a good experience to write this? Because a lot of times writing an autobiography can be very difficult, and on the other hand, kind of clears a few things that are in your mind way, way back that, you know, you get out in front and it's over. I mean, because you talk very candidly about a lot of things in this book.
I do, and it's been very cathartic. It's been, a long journey getting from the time we decided to do the book, and actually it is kind of painful. And when I read the book the first time, when I read the first manuscript many months ago, when I finished reading it, I just wept because it felt like to see everything capsulized and all put together, you know. It was an amazing experience, and I'm just so happy that I did. And I did talk about a lot of things, and I talk about, you know, people seem to be fascinated with the Layla story, and I've told that story since the 1970s, so it's something that's ingrained in me. I just know what happened. But, you know, it's also, hopefully, a book of inspiration for a lot of women.
Some, like you say, like the Layla story, and some really behind-the-scenes things. I mean, hanging with Tina Turner, who took her wig off one time to actually show a scar that her husband Ike bestowed upon her. I mean, you have been in the mix of the 70s, I mean, and the 60s, for that matter. Even the fact that people held you responsible for Crosby, Stills, and Nash's breakup, but you were more like a referee in that scenario, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I just, you know, I walked into that band. They had so many problems before I got there. There were four very strong personalities, and I think Graham was the one of, well, at that time there were only three when I met them, but Graham was, he was the only one who actually had his head kind of screwed on straight and was consistent and could make clear decisions all the time, to the point that the band called him Daddy, which tells you a lot about that band. And, you know, he and Stephen really thought that he was in love with me. And when Graham and I started dating, Stephen came out swinging and didn't speak to Graham and was just so ugly to Graham for the whole time that we were together. But the band never really broke up. They played and, you know, have been up until recently they've been playing.
Right.
So, you know, I got credit for something that never happened, right?
Well, I tell you, sometimes that's good, sometimes it's bad. You know, if you were credited for inventing the computer, that would be good.
And that would be fabulous.
That would be you know, speaking about computers, I didn't realize that your husband is a professor of computer science at the University of California. That's very impressive credentials there.
Well, yes, I did marry a mad scientist. He's retired now, but he still is a mad scientist, and he's constantly working on projects with people all over the world. Being in the music business for so long and to actually be with someone who's not a musician has been kind of challenging and refreshing in a sense.
Well, as you mentioned before, you know, your relationships with so many and your interaction in business and in duets with so many people in the music business, do you think that might have been the problem in your marriage to Kris Kristofferson?
Well, you know, Chris maintains that it was two egos under one roof that couldn't make it. But, you know, if you read the book, there were many, many other issues, as there always are. Nothing is ever just black and white. There's so many different colors in every situation that goes on. And, you know, with Chris, there was his movie career, my music career, and he really would have loved to have had a hit record, I'm sure, just to kind of open doors for him. He will always be one of America's treasured songwriters. And, you know, we're best friends. I've loved him since the day I met him, and I'll love him until we're both on the other side. We just couldn't be married.
Sure, that happened.
Because Chris had, he just had a wandering eye, and that just didn't work for me.
Two-time Grammy Award winner, worked with the likes of Leon Russell, Joe Cocker, Eric Clapton, as we mentioned, Stephen Stills, signed to A&M Records as a solo artist, and of course, he heard his huge solo album, Anytime, Anywhere, back in 1977. But I tell you, there's a couple things, Rita, that I didn't know about you. Number one, I didn't know that you went to Florida State University to study art.
When I graduated high school, my father was a Baptist minister, and we had moved to Jacksonville when I was a sophomore, and so when I graduated, being a resident of Florida State was my choice of universities because it didn't cost very much, and we, my father being a preacher and my mother a school teacher, there was not a lot of money. Now, my gosh, I wouldn't even be able to do a freshman year if I were under those circumstances and the cost of tuition today. But Florida State was a great university, and it gave me a great experience. I loved FSU. I'm going to Tallahassee this next weekend for a book reading at a music and book festival there. I went back to homecoming last year. I really love Florida State.
That's cool. That's great. Now, here's something that really shocked me. Back in my days, my younger days as a disc jockey and then later owning some radio stations, I probably played your docile tones on the radio with station commercial jingles. I didn't realize you worked for Pepper Sound. I used to buy all the jingle packages that I had from Pepper Sound. So I had Rita Coolidge on the air, didn't even know it.
That would have been right. Did I worked at Pepper. That was my first paying job when I got to Memphis because I could read music and I could sing. So I found out about Pepper Tanner and went over and got a job. And just we would stand in the studio all day long and sing the same package and then just change the call letters.
Change the call letters, yeah.
And it was sometimes boring, sometimes a blast.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't know what you got paid, but I certainly paid a ton of money for those jingles.
You paid way more than I got paid.
You know, to prove how you approach music, it very seldom does somebody want to cover a song that is absolutely done so well by the original artist because they're afraid they're not going to do justice to it. Your rendition of Higher and Higher by Jackie Wilson is sensational.
Well, thank you. I know what you mean about covering up music. When you feel like a song has been done so well, it's pretty big shoes to step into. But I was working with Booker T and the MGs at that time, and Booker and I sat down and came up with this arrangement. And I think that you can see a lot of Booker's color, his musical color in there. So I have to share that credit with Booker.
Well, it could only be pulled off by the talent of Rita Coolidge. The book is out right now, right, Delta Lady?
As of this morning. It's released today.
Wow. And we can get it at bookstores or, I'm sure, online?
Bookstores and on Amazon, yes. You'll get it overnight probably from Amazon. So all of my friends and all of my fans that have pre-ordered on Amazon, it will be on your doorstep today.
Rita, is there a website we can go to learn more about where you're going to be, what you're going to be doing?
Yes, my website is ritacoolidge.net.
That sounds great. Rita, you're a great guest, but when you have more time, would you come back? We'd love to talk to you more.
I would love it more than anything, Ron. I'll be recording in a couple of months, and I'd love to come back any time and talk to you. You're a delightful talk show host, and I thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Coming from you, that's a huge compliment. The new book is out right now. It's Delta Lady, of course, the autobiography of the beautiful and talented Rita Coolidge. Rita, thank you, dear. I look forward to having you back.
Thank you, Ron. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. You talk about a legendary singer and one that has seen it all over her remarkable career, and that's Rita Coolidge. We'll be right back with more with Ron Seggi today.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Next guest, 5-time Grammy nominee. What a voice. Joining us right now is Rhonda Vincent. Hi, Rhonda. How are you, dear?
Well, hello. I appreciate that.
Well, I just found out today, I saw it on Facebook, that you're going to be at the Andy Williams Theater in Branson, Missouri, and I have been on that stage at Andy Williams Theater with my dear late friend Andy Williams many times.
It's a fantastic theater. And I appreciate you being here. I went down all the stuff that you've done in the music business, 5-time Grammy nominee, and worked with some of the greats, including the likes of Willie Nelson and George Jones. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But I guess the question on this new CD that you have out right now, which, by the way, has 6 bluegrass songs, 6 country songs, all along, I could not help but think, and I know you've been living with this for a long time, some people, kind of like that Donnie Marie thing, a little bit of country... or a little bit of bluegrass. So people tell you, well, you're bluegrass, and then you go into the country. And it's been something that's been kind of an inner turmoil for a long time, so we need to set the record straight.
That's right. You know, this new project, Only Me, is an illustration of that. I've been waiting to create this. So finally it's here. You know, when I grew up in a musical family up in northern Missouri, my hometown, Greentop, Missouri. You know, growing up in my family... as a teenager, people said, when I first started with my family, the music we played was considered country music because my mom and dad and grandpa, aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends had a TV show, a radio show, and that music that we played, there weren't any lines that segregated bluegrass or country. You know, Aunt Catherine would sing Kitty Wells, dad would sing Jimmy Martin, grandpa Bill Monroe, you know, you had Kitty Wells and Bill Monroe, and it was all considered country music. So years ahead, as a teenager, people would say, your voice is so country, you should be in country music. And then I got the chance to go to Nashville, make my 2 mainstream country albums, and they said right away, they said, can you get the bluegrass out of your voice? And the country, I'm not sure, they said I was sounding country, and they're saying, can I ask me to get the bluegrass out of my voice? So flash years even ahead, and I put together my first bluegrass band, and we opened shows for George Jones. And when we came off stage, it was a mob scene. They bought every CD we had as a bluegrass band, but they said, we love your country music. And I determined right then, it's like, it's the perception of the listener. It's whatever you think it is, because my voice is the same, whether it's with a banjo or a steel guitar. So this CD has been a long time coming in order to make that illustration that, you know, here I am with a bluegrass band, here I am with a country band, yet the songs are the same and the voice is the same, no matter what.
When I was a disc jockey, those radio stations played everything. We played everything from the Singing Nun to the Rolling Stones. In the last 15, 18 years, there's this definitive format for everybody. If you have one eye, your ears cut off, and you limp, that's one format. You know what I'm saying?
So you totally get this.
I totally get this, because let me tell you, there's such a fine line between bluegrass, country, and even rock and roll. So
yes,
why
right.
Everybody is putting you against all this pressure is crazy, because, you know, Bill Anderson still was a top 40 hit.
Right.
You're going through a lot of turmoil in your mind that you can just
yes.
tell all these people to hit the bricks. Just do what you do, and they'll buy it.
Amen. You know what? That's what I've determined, and it seems to be working.
Look at Zac Brown. I mean, what is that? Is that bluegrass, or is that country? Or is it rock and roll, or is it rockabilly? You know, I mean, when I read over all the stuff that you've done and all the people saying, do this, do that, do this, I couldn't help but think, do what you do good.
Amen. With the internet now, people can discover pretty much any type of music that they want.
A lot of people today think country artists, and this has been going on for 10, 15 years, are really doing rock and roll. And believe me, some of these country artists sound like rock. They don't sound like Flattin' Scruggs anymore.
Right. No, just do your thing and be true to who you are, I think, and they will, the audience will find you.
Probably the best example of anyone out there would have been Elvis Presley, because Elvis Presley
country, you are so right,
rock and roll. The only Grammy that he ever got was for a gospel album. Can you believe that?
No.
And he went up and down the silly movie songs that he did to Suspicious Minds to How Great Thou Art.
I love that analogy. That is perfect. You're so right. And we don't have to analyze it.
No, you don't analyze it. Just sit back and enjoy it. The family band you had was, what, Sally Mountain Show?
It's the Sally Mountain Show, yes. It wasn't the Vincent family, because it was, you know, mom and dad, grandpa, aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends.
How does it feel to be working with Willie Nelson on this?
I love that. What a surprise. We were in Austin. We were with Dallas Wayne, who is a programmer for the Sirius XM Willie's Roadhouse. And he was telling me, he said, Willie always says, play more Rhonda Vincent. And we had opened shows for him at the Ryman, but I had no idea. He was such a fan. And I said, do you think he would sing on my album? And he not only sings, but he also plays.
Oh, man.
You know, when you hear him, you know it's him singing.
Yeah.
The same with his guitar. The second he plays, when he plays 2 notes, you say, that's Willie Nelson.
That's Willie Nelson.
He even plays the exact licks from On the Road Again, which my guys are saying they don't think he's played that on anything else since On the Road Again was released. So if that's true, that's pretty special.
Does he still use that beat-up guitar?
He does. He did. That's right.
Well,
he's
worth $9 zillion, and he's got a guitar that looks like it comes from a garage sale or something.
But that's his sound. I don't know if he played anything else that would sound the same.
No, I don't think so either. I think you're right. There's a two-disc set.
And that's right.
Is it one disc bluegrass and one disc country?
There are six bluegrass songs on the bluegrass disc. There are six country songs on the country disc. And not doing the obvious, Willie and Daryl Singletary are on the bluegrass side. It would have been easy to put them on a country song.
Well, this thing sells 9 billion records, okay? And you re-release it, and late at night they say the greatest hits of Rhonda Vincent. This is what you need to do. You need to put the bluegrass country. Nobody know the difference.
You know, I've heard people say that they listen to them. You know, they mix them up in the player, and they're sonically they do go together. So that's exciting too. I just thought, you know, there's some people that might just want to listen to bluegrass, and might want to listen to country.
With your voice, it don't make any sense. You could do Aida.
Well, thank you.
Are you going to be touring again?
You know, we tour 11 months out of the year. We only take off from Thanksgiving to Christmas. We're on the road nonstop, pretty much. You know, come back in for a few days. This is a little break.
You're going to be in Orlando?
No, I think we're headed to Key West.
If you're going through Orlando, stop in and visit us, okay?
Hey, you know what? I'll see where my flight stops. I might just be there.
Yeah, do that. I would love to do it. And, of course, the new project is called Only Me, and it's a reminder that Rhonda Vincent and the Rage are really good, whether it's bluegrass, whether it's country, or Aida, for that matter, okay?
That's right. You can go to RhondaVincent.com, and you can find out all the places we're going to be. And on Facebook, I'm Rhonda Vincent Official.
I hope you don't mind my little constructive criticism, but it's only because I think you're good at everything.
I appreciate that. I love it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rhonda. And we'll look forward
Thank
to seeing you,
take
soon.
Care.
Come back anytime, dear,
all right.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Five-time Grammy nominee Rhonda Vincent and her group The Rage with a new project out called Only Me. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That's a wrap for hour number one of Ron Sedgie today, but we have another hour to go. Want to thank Jimmy Fallon for joining us this first hour, along with actor, producer Rob Reiner, singer-songwriter Rita Coolidge, and country superstar Rhonda Vincent. Next hour,
Kevin Sorbo, great actor and an author of a book talking about a very serious health problem that Kevin had many years ago. The president of the Branson Chamber of Commerce, our dear friend Lynn Berry, talking about some exciting things going on there. And with a new show on National Geographic, Chris Tompkins talks about the program Wildlife. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy Today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.